With What's News, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. Countries across the globe have grounded the Boeing 737 MAX 8 from flying in their airspace following worries about the plane's safety. That's in the wake of Sunday's crash of an Ethiopian Airways jet that killed 157 people, the second crash of a Boeing MAX 8 in 5 months. We'll talk with The Wall Street Journal's Robert Wall in a moment. First, here are some headlines. Paul Manafort now faces a total of more than 7 years in prison. A federal judge in Washington Wednesday sentenced the former Trump campaign chief to 43 months in prison for two crimes related to consulting work Mr. Manafort did in the Ukraine. It comes on top of a nearly four-year sentence Mr. Manafort received last week. Judge Amy Berman Jackson handed down the sentence Wednesday after ruling that Mr. Manafort lied to special counsel Robert Mueller's investigators about his contact with an associate the FBI has linked to Russian intelligence, despite agreeing to a plea deal requiring Manafort to tell the truth. We continue to watch the fallout from a major college admissions cheating scandal. Federal prosecutors have charged dozens of wealthy parents, including prominent law and business figures and two Hollywood actresses, Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman, with using bribes, bogus entrance exam scores, and faked athletic accomplishments to get their children admitted to elite colleges. The 33 parents named in federal indictments Tuesday allegedly funneled at least $25 million through a fraudulent college counseling service to get their children into colleges, including Yale University, Stanford, Georgetown, and UCLA. The man behind the scam, William Rick Singer, has pleaded guilty to four charges, including racketeering conspiracy, money laundering conspiracy, conspiracy to defraud the U.S., and obstruction of justice. The Environmental Protection Agency says Fiat Chrysler is recalling nearly 863,000 of its vehicles in the U.S. after some didn't meet federal emission standards. The company's voluntary recall includes several models of the Dodge Journey, Dodge Avenger, Dodge Caliber, and Jeep Compass. The recall, which includes vehicles going back to the 2011 model year, will be implemented in phases this year, with the oldest vehicles being called back first. The recall will involve the replacement of components which are part of a vehicle's catalytic converter. Still ahead, most of Boeing's MAX fleet is now grounded. The Wall Street Journal says the pilot of the Ethiopian Airlines jet that crashed Sunday reported that he was having flight control problems and wanted to return to the airport in the Ethiopian capital of Addis Ababa. But the pilot didn't indicate any external problems during the jet's ascent. That's according to Ethiopian Airlines CEO in an interview with the Wall Street Journal. Sunday's crash killed 157 people shortly after takeoff. It's the second fatal crash of the Boeing 737 MAX 8 plane in 5 months. Aviation safety authorities in over 30 countries have announced plans to ground the MAX 8. The list of nations now includes Canada. And now President Trump says that the Federal Aviation Administration will soon issue an order grounding all U.S. flights of Boeing 737 MAX 8 and MAX 9 planes, effective immediately. With more on this story, we're joined by Wall Street Journal reporter Robert Wall, who's in London. Robert, I'd like to know right off the bat, what are flight control issues?
To be quite honest, the Ethiopian CEO wasn't very clear about that. But we do have some sense that there were issues with how the plane handled, or potentially how the plane handled. There were some early indications that there were some abnormalities in the vertical speed. Now, the Canadians, in their grounding, have provided more information, and very, very important information, actually. They have said that they have been given, or they have secured, satellite-based information about the flight that suggests that the plane was pushing the nose of the airplane down. This is very important, because this is very similar to what happened in the Lion Air crash in October when that killed 189 people. So this is kind of the first indication there may be a direct link between the two crashes. The Ethiopians, when they were talking about their flight control problems, were talking about what the pilot was telling air traffic control. The Canadian information is in a way much more data-based. They have been given satellite-based information about the plane, about the plane's technical parameters that suggest, according to the Canadians, that the anti-stall system activated the anti-stall system would have pushed the nose of the plane down, and then the pilot would have tried to pull back. And the reason this is important is because this is a sequence of events that is very much in focus in the crash of the Lion Air plane that went down in October, killing 189 people on board that flight.
The investigation of the Ethiopian crash is just starting. Could you describe the process and how long the investigation might take?
Absolutely. So in a bit of good news for the investigators, the so-called black boxes, the cockpit voice recorder and the flight data recorder that are kind of the jewels in any aircraft investigation that really tell you what happened on a flight, they've been recovered. The Ethiopians now need to decide how to get the data off. They're not going to do it themselves. You need technical labs and technical skills they don't have. They have suggested, the Ethiopian CEO told us actually, that these would go to somewhere in Europe, in one of the labs in Europe, to get the data off. Once that information is extracted, investigators should be able to determine relatively quickly, roughly, what happened. The full investigation will take months, maybe longer.
Even as we speak right now, Robert, aren't hundreds of flights with the MAX 8 still taking off, or has that number really diminished?
That number has diminished quite a bit now, to be quite honest. Boeing, as of the end of February, had delivered 376 flights. Most of those, or the single biggest operator, were those in China. They've already been grounded. Canada had the third biggest fleet. The U.S. has the second biggest fleet. And Europe is basically, they're no longer flying in Europe. So to be quite honest, there are still MAXs flying, but the number is relatively small.
I imagine this puts financial pressure on smaller carriers that normally use the MAX 8, and it also negatively impacts, you know, the airline business as far as travelers are concerned, because there are fewer planes available to fly.
Yeah, I mean, that is true. Obviously, there now, as a result of this, there are some canceled flights. To be quite honest, the MAX fleet is still young. Boeing only started delivering this plane in May 2017. 376 planes isn't that large a number if you think of how many thousands of planes are out there. And for each airline, the fleet is still a relatively small percentage. So it's a financial hit for sure. It's a financial strain for airlines with a weak balance sheet. I think that's undoubtedly true. But it's not. I wouldn't say that there's one airline that is really pushed to the brink over this. And you also have to remember that Boeing will probably have to make a lot of these airlines whole eventually. I think the real question becomes for a lot of them is, what does Boeing now have to do to prove to people the plane is safe? Grounding a plane is one thing. Ungrounding it is almost more difficult.
Joining us via Skype from London, Wall Street Journal reporter Robert Wall. Thanks a lot, Robert.
Anytime.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal.